Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. This is the day that our Lord hath made, and we shall do what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective with a new topic, life prayer and task for today. Our topic for this morning is celebrate your own kids first. Celebrate your own kids first. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 6. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements. Number one, set your alarms to tune in live with me to Morning Motivation by calling in at 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. This number is also posted on our website. But if you miss this hot breakfast live, I put your plate on the stove. That means on my website after 8 a.m. Eastern at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not the word T-H-E, but letter D, fire.com. So you can listen to it from your phone, your desktop, tablet, whatever internet connection you have, and share it with at least three people each day. You can also follow me on Facebook because I post the broadcast there each day as well. That's at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, Williams. And then secondly, my new book, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings, is definitely there for your purchase. You can also purchase that from the store page of our website at feeldfire.com. Well, all right. All of this information is on our website. Also, pray for me as we travel tonight. We are going to Fort Pierce, Florida, as we wrap up the COGIC, or Church of God in Christ, Holy Convocation here for the state of Florida. And I am a part of COGIC and very excited about being able to go this weekend. So please govern yourselves accordingly. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 6. This is part of our back-to-school week teaching that we've been doing all this week. And I am reading from the KJV. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. Come on and say our topic for this morning with me wherever you are. The lines are muted so no one can hear you. Celebrate your own kids first. How and why in the world are you giving more time to your job, social media, friends, girls club, boys club, the club, golf, church, pastor, even volunteering or mentoring other folks' kids than your own mini-me or mini-me's, including your grandchildren? And if you don't have children, what about your nieces, nephews, cousins, or godkids? The Bible teaches us in Proverbs 22 and 6 that I just read that we are to train up children in the way they should go. And in Psalm 127 and 3, that children are your heritage from the Lord. So even if they are grown or have unfortunately transition from this life by having passed away, they are still your seed or the fruit of your womb. They carry your DNA, have your features, look like you, talk like you, act crazy like you, dress like you, talk like you. They are everything that you are. And every good thing you wish you could have been. They are not only worthy of your name, but your unconditional love, praise, respect, quality time, and celebration. They are the best of everything you had to give. Praise God. Isn't this powerful today? The investment you place in them today will help make this world a better place tomorrow. On yesterday, I had to confront, and yes, I mean the word confront, a friend about this. And it even forced me to recollect the time I was forced to choose between my son and my job. Because, you see, I wasn't giving my son, who's my only child, the best of me and the best of my time. So this will be a confrontational but necessary word today. You ready? Don't come here being no crybabies. You ready? Oh, I'm sorry. I was supposed to remain politically correct. Okay, everyone, I'll try my best to not hurt your feelings. Well, you know that's not true. You ready? Let's go. Yesterday, I was speaking with a friend of mine. He has two children, a daughter and a son. They are actually twins. And although he and their mother are divorced, he has always been intricately and intimately involved in their lives from before they were born. They love their father, and he's a good father. So he was sharing with me that his daughter had graduated from college. And not only had she graduated, but she had been able to obtain a job. Now, you know that that's a double blessing in today's world, because it is very hard for a lot of college students to find jobs after they graduate. A lot of them end up moving back home or having to work at jobs outside of their majors. Additionally, she had been offered multiple jobs. So let me add that. Now, my friend is not a college graduate. He had never been able to attain a college degree. So I was congratulating him not only on the great accomplishments of his daughter, but of the fact that despite being a parent who had not been able to go to college, that he'd done what all parents seek to do, which is to make the lives of our children better than what our lives were. And now his son will graduate next semester. So I asked him what was her major, and he didn't know it. I waited patiently on the phone while he thought about it, surmised, pondered, contemplated. Then he finally went and looked something up online and told me what her major was. And I confronted him about that. He knew his son's major. He didn't know his daughter's major. And this wasn't a gender or son-daughter thing. It was a your children, your DNA kind of thing for me. And that's what I said to him. I said, how can you not know what your daughter's major is? After all she has accomplished, and after all you have accomplished as a parent, how can you not know her major? Now, you can tell me about what's going on at your church 2 months down the road. You can tell me the next time you have to go preach somewhere. You can tell me about all of these other things, including things going on in the lives of other family members, distant family members, and the children of your parishioners, but you don't know your daughter's major. And he said, Rossi, you're being hard on me. I said, yes, I am, and on purpose. I said, your children are your legacy. They're your DNA. The job you work on can give you a pink slip, because although he's a pastor, he works a regular job. I said they could give you a pink slip tomorrow, not even give you severance pay, and not care if you have anywhere to lay your head the following day. They wouldn't even care if you were homeless. But your children love you unconditionally. If all else fails, if every other person in your life walks away, including your spouse, if you get divorced, which in his case he was, if the church splits Sunday, if the people don't want you as pastor next month, the constant glory in your life, it is your children. Those are your most important priority. I know this is hitting some of your toes today, and that's all right. That's what I'm here to do. Iron sharpens iron, right? As the Bible teaches us in Proverbs 27 and 17. Now let me share with you what happened with me, and I gotta speed this up because we don't have 15 minutes. But I gotta be transparent. I had to learn this as well. When my son was 4 years old, he was getting ready to have this special program at his little PK school. It wasn't the graduation, but this little special thing. And all of the parents were supposed to come, and each of the kids had made something special for them. Well, I was working as a director of nursing because those of you who know me, you know I'm an attorney, but I'm also a registered nurse. I've been a nurse for 20 years. I became an attorney later due to the incarceration of my brother. My son is my only child. So I had been working as a director of nursing over this nursing home that I had taken over to improve it, or I'm saying that the management offered me this position. They handpicked me for this job. And for over a year and a half, and I'm not joking or embellishing when I say this, I worked over 80 hours a week every week, sometimes over 100 hours a week. Now, I was well paid. But the facility was in such disarray that I was coming in on working full time during the day, and then I would come in on nights, weekends, 3 o'clock in the morning, holidays, all the time, checking on the residents, getting the staff in order, you know, having to fire some people, hire new people. This is what it took. But because I so believed in, excellence and care, and I'm an overachiever, I have to tell you that by nature, I could not fail. I couldn't fail my residents, which would be, you know, the people, the patients who live there. I couldn't fail the families. I couldn't fail the staff. And I couldn't fail the owners who had hand-selected me for this job. But unbeknownst to me, I was failing my son because I had no time for him. So I put in for vacation for this particular time for like a week to be able to spend this time with my son for this event. And then right before the event, my boss came to me and said, you cannot take this time off. We are getting ready for state inspection and we need you here. Now understand, my boss didn't work the kind of hours I worked. You know, he came in and worked during the day and he went home. They had become so accustomed to me being there every day, all day. I was missing church, family, events, everything, that they just expected this of me. And as I thought about that and thought about missing my son's event and how many other things I had already missed for my son, something just clicked in me. It was an epiphany. And I have to speed this up, right? And I said to my boss, I will quit before I will miss this event. For 2 years, I've given you all of my time every day. I said, but you know what just hit me? If I leave this job today, you will fill my seat tomorrow. That's what I told him. I said, I will not miss this for my son. It's tears in my eyes now. That's how fresh this is to me, of how I remember this. And my son is 20 now. He was 4 years old then. Needless to say, I took the vacation. They didn't fire me. But from that day forward, I remember my son had to be the priority. And whenever I would find myself overworking again because of that overachiever, workaholic, type A nature, that would re-trigger me to course correct because this was my son. So I say to you today, then we have to go into prayer, and I have to give you your task for today. What is it that you have allowed yourself to not spend enough quality time with your children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and cousins. You don't even know their favorite color, their favorite movie, their social media handles, what they want to be when they grow up, or if they're already grown, what will they do for the next 5 years? If they're incarcerated, you don't even write a letter to them every week. You just wait till they call you collect. You don't help validate them. When my brother was incarcerated, remember, that's why I became an attorney, I wrote him a letter every week for 5 years. In addition to going to see him, and he was in a different state. And at the end of every letter, I would say, remember, you have a name. And I would write his name out in the letters. And I would say, you are not a number. You are not a statistic. I don't care what they call you. You have a name. You have to continue to validate them. Validate your children. Some of you have abandoned your children, fathers as well as mothers. You've walked out on your kids with no warning, no notice for your mistress or for the man you've been seeing on the side, not caring how this has affected them. Sometimes you didn't just walk out on them. You said they can't come because they don't want to accept the new man or woman you left them for. Jesus, putting them in the place of children, of adults, to have to accept your sins, your errors, your flaws with the mindset of a grown person because you're too narcissistic, too lazy to even apologize and repent to them for how you upset their lives. Some of you have no savings for them, not one wooden nickel, not two pennies to rub together. You don't have a life insurance policy for yourself. If you die today, you force your kids to have to endure the embarrassment of going on GoFundMe to set up something to bury you. Oh, this is tight but right. But I'm talking about your DNA, your legacy, your mini-me. Jesus, glory to God. Some of you have no power of attorney. If you become incapacitated, suffer a car accident, a motorcycle accident, a stroke, Alzheimer's, or anything, you don't have any power of attorney even delegating or designating, I should say, or appointing your grown kids or one of them to be able to make your decisions. No, you force them to have to pay money out of their own pockets. I do probate in these kinds of things. It's one of my practice areas. I know it well. You force them to have to go to court and spend money out of their own pocket to be appointed your proxy or your legal guardian. My God, you have no wills forcing them to spend money. I mean, I've done probate. I'm telling you, it costs money. The attorney fees come out up front, if you didn't know it, of the inheritance. Sometimes it's hundreds of thousands of dollars in attorney's fees because you wouldn't even appoint a will, I mean, draft or execute a will as to who you want it to be, appointed your personal representative. That's what it's called in Florida. In other states, it's an executor or administrator, who you want it to be the successor in case that person passed away, and how you want it, your assets distributed. You haven't taught them how to cook, wash clothing, how to clean up after themselves. You haven't invested in their self-esteem, so they settle for any man or any woman that comes into their life. You have allowed them to watch you being beat by your husband or wife, your man or boyfriend. You've taught them that is the example of healthy relationships. You don't pray with them, about them, over them, or for them. You don't go to church with them. You never sent them to church. Ooh, isn't this powerful today? Jesus, you won't go to church. You have time for everybody and everything but your own DNA. You even have the audacity to stand up and commend other folks' children right in front of your own kids, then get your butt in the car and call them lazy, ain't no good, you're just like your no good daddy or mama to your own seed? My God, I got to get ready to go into prayer. This is tight but right. Praise the Lord. All week long, and we're getting ready to go into prayer, the Lord has had me focusing on your children because this has been back to school week. If you've missed these other broadcasts this week, you need to go back and hear them. We have talked about on Monday, quit making teachers the parents. when you're supposed to be the standard setter. Then the apple don't fall too far from the tree. I graded you as the parent. I gave you a report card. Then how would your kids answer these questions? I got into some deep questions that you had to actually spend time with your kids and answer, even if they were grown kids. And my son, who's a college student, had to answer those questions. And then yesterday, 5 ways to help your kids be successful. And today, celebrate your own kids first. God is not playing about our children. They are living in a tough world. All kind of things going on around them, in their immediate lives, and we don't know anything about it. Whew, let's get ready to go into prayer. Wasn't this tight but right? Dear Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We praise you for this powerful, relevant, right now word on this morning motivation, because this is sharpening us. It is challenging us. It's confronting us to deal with our inadequacies as parents, not to make us feel guilty, but to empower us to be better parents from this day forward, even for our grown children, even for the nieces and nephews, godkids, and cousins, wherein we're speaking into their lives, kids in the neighborhood, wherever we are speaking into the lives of children, whether we are educators, whatever it is, this empowers us today to empower them. Father, we ask forgiveness. We repent for where we have fallen short, where we have not done right by our children, where we have not done right by our grandkids, nieces and nephews. We ask forgiveness this morning, and we thank you for making it click today, making the light come on today so that we can do better. Now, Father, I come praying with everyone on this broadcast listening now, those who will listen later today, those with whom they will share it throughout this weekend, that we are repentant, but we are agreeing with them for all the things laid before you, even in their secret prayer closets, that you will answer them today, bless them today, heal them today, forgive them today. Yes, that you will send down the latter rain, the blessings over their lives, over the fruit of their womb, the fruit of their loins, that you would encourage them if they have lost children, if their children are incarcerated, runaways, if their children have passed away, if they've recently lost children in any capacity. Oh, Lord, I come encouraging them now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, bless them, Lord. Now, Father, we bless you today. This is still the day that you have made. We are still rejoicing because you love us enough to confront us so that you sharpen us and empower us. Let everyone listening in the name of Jesus say, amen. Praise the Lord. Our time is run. Let me do the altar call, and then I'll give you our task for today. I just love you, and I'm so excited about you being a part of the broadcast. If you are not saved, or if you're backslidden, please repeat after me now so you can come back to the family of Christ. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of God. Get into a good Bible-believing church, and make sure you're tuning in Monday through Friday live at 6:30 or hearing the recording after 8 a.m. Eastern of Morning Motivation. If you're already in a good church, please go let the pastor or your leader know on Sunday or whenever you go to church that you have now dedicated your life to the Lord. Get involved, okay, in serving God so you won't be distracted by the world. Now, our topic for this morning is celebrate your own children first. Your task for today is to spend time with your kids this weekend. Quality time. Do something. It could be free, or it could be in movies or whatever. Even if they're grown and they don't live, or they're away from home, you can ask them, what's your favorite show? Okay, I'm going to watch a show with you this weekend, and then we're going to talk about it, even in different homes. All right? Or I'm going to go to a movie that you went to see that you really liked. I'll go see it, even if it's a matinee, and then we'll talk about it. Do something. Prioritize your own seed today. All right, it's Friday. You know I end with a different song on Friday because it's Feel the Fire Friday. I'll see you on Monday at 6:30 a.m.
And if there's a man upstairs, he kept bringing me rain. But I've been sending up prayers and something's changed. I think I finally found my hallelujah.
Your mini-me, your DNA, is always the most important. Celebrate them this weekend and share this broadcast with at least 3 people. It'll be on my website all weekend, feeldfire.com. I'll see you Monday morning.